so to do that. Okay. Well, say this expression, if something's very common, you might say, well, you don't have to look for that any special place. You can find it just about
anywhere.
Or if somebody slipped out in your front yard and they fell that way, you'd say they fell
backward.
In that way.
Forward. Mm-hmm.
Or say if you went fishing, just didn't have any luck. I didn't catch a thing.
It's a fisherman's luck. How to ride don't ever go.
It's typical for me. If somebody asked you, well, did you catch any fish? What would you probably say?
Say no. Fisherman's luck,
You ever heard people around here say anything like, no, I didn't catch an air one?
Well, yeah, way back I heard them say that, but you don't hear that anymore.
Don't hear it as much.
No, they don't say an air one, unless they're just joking.
What if somebody accidentally broke something of yours? You might say, well, don't worry about it, I didn't like it.
Too much, all right. Very much, very well.
Or maybe I didn't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they better not break anything, because everything I've got I like.
Well, what about this expression? Say, if you saw a little child crying, you might ask him why. He might say something like, well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
That reminds me of when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was the meanest thing there. They'd give us candy, you know, and I'd go hide mine in the machine drawer till the other kids ate theirs, then I'd bring mine out and eat it for them. Now, I wouldn't do that for pure meanness.
I gotta admit, that was pretty mean. Get back to plowing for just a second. I don't know if I asked you this yesterday or not, but it seems like I did. Those things that are cut out by the plow.
Those furrow.
Call those furrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember if I asked you that?
Or row. I think you did.
I didn't write it down. Well, what about talking about farming? If you have a good yield, you say that you raised a big...
good crop.
Mm-hmm. Or say if you have some land that has a lot of bushes and trees on it, and you want to put it to cultivation.
To cut out the underbrush. Mm-hmm.
You'd say that you... the land.
Cleared the land.
Ever heard any names for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New clearing,
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people call that new ground?
Yeah, new ground. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. New ground, new clearing,
What about, say, if you had just cut some hay off the field? When it comes right back up again, what do you call that?
Second crop.
That's a second crop. Or sometimes when you're growing something, something will come up that you didn't plant.
Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
Volunteer. Say if, I don't guess much wheat is grown around here, is it?
No,
Well, what about if you had just cut some hay or wheat or something, you tie it up? What do you say?
Bundle. Tie it in a bundle.
Tie it into a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have the bundles piled up all together, what is that called?
Call it a sheaf.
Mm-hmm. Is that what people mean when they say something like shock of wheat?
Mm-hmm.
They just mean
just the bundles, I guess. I mean the
pile of the bundles.
Tied the bunches.
What about this this grain that horses like to eat, especially
oats?
Oats. What do you say you have to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.